Welcome to the Tuck Shop Podcast. Finals week. I'm Matt Cernell, celebrating finals week here at the on the campus.
I'm Dave Janicek. I don't think I'm celebrating finals week at all. I'm here on finals week.
You are a witness.
Witness to
the carnage.
Sure, absolutely. We'll call it. That's what we'll call it.
But it's been okay so far. Do you have any horror stories from finals that you remember?
Well, to have horror stories of finals, I'd have to remember taking the
finals. You don't? No clue?
You know what? It was funny, though, because I probably shouldn't say this. But I remember, going back and, it was the all-nighter.
Okay.
Like, I would pull the all-nighter, but I can remember, how many hours could you stay up? Because you would study, it was best for me that if I studied everything the night before so I would remember it. I can remember, honestly, God, 3 days going strong.
Could you do it now?
No. I can't do past 10 o'clock on a good day. But I can remember, going into your roommates and saying, how many hours? And to be like, oh, we're at 72 half and 3 minutes sort of a thing. But, you did what you had to do to get it done. And it was that. Because it was funny, because I asked one of the work studies that we had here about her finals, and she said, someone after my own heart, I have to do a term paper. And this was Friday, and it was due Monday. And I was like, yeah, term papers was Greek for get it done in 3 days. It wasn't, the term paper.
Yeah.
You did a little bit over the term. But, that's what I can remember of finals week.
I never understood the all-nighter, like the prep. Doing a project, I could get. Doing a paper, like you said, that makes sense to me. I never understood I have to stay up all night and study. If you didn't get it in the 15 weeks prior to this, what's going to click at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Beforehand?
From the opposite side of that all-nighter, that was the logic. I didn't get it through the whole semester. Something's got to click at 4 a.m. If I just jam myself, full of highlighting, go crazy with the highlight. I don't know if they even still use those.
Sure.
You go crazy with the highlight.
I don't know. I'm not a good judge either, considering I've been out of college for
more
than two decades.
The logic was I didn't get it for the whole semester. This is my last shot at it.
Yeah.
If I cram it all in there and it stays fresh honestly, I hate to say this, but there were many situations where the minute I walked out of that classroom, I couldn't even remember what class I took the final for because everything was kind of like, okay, time to cram more stuff in there.
For the next one.
So everything else is out. It's like spring clean, make room. Exam cleaning, make room.
Don't say spring clean up.
Yeah. I said exam.
That was my weekend.
Right.
But no, finals week, I'm sure everyone has fond memories or not of finals week here at the campus. But not only that, it's wrapping up the term, wrapping up the academic year for 23-24, wrapping up just a whole bunch of stuff kind of coming to an end. Graduation is Saturday the 27th.
We will be there?
Yes, we'll be there. So if you are listening here and happen to be at a graduation as an alum, as a parent or whatever, make sure you come find us. We'll have a table and the reception afterwards. So make sure you stop by and say hello.
Absolutely. Don't, and that's, I just want to kind of reiterate that. I mean, if you're a brother, a sister, especially a parent, I mean, we run into a lot of parents of grads. Come on over. You're an alum. We'll have a t-shirt for you, some other information, information on what's going on. It sounds cliche-ish, but we'd love to see you. We really would.
I think it's always fun. It's always exciting. I certainly enjoy spending time at graduation. I've done a lot of graduations here, helping and working. But it's been the special ones have been the last couple that have been getting to see students that I know from classes I've taught that they're excited to see you. And, hey, I finally made it, and I'm going out into the world and have that eagerness to get out there and start careers or the next step of their education or something, and haven't quite even sometimes even figured out what that means for them, but they're always excited.
And they're alum. I mean, it's that old idea that people think they become alum after they've been gone for 10 years. And I've been out, I made a success of myself, here's where I am. But you're an alum the minute that you move that tassel from one side to the next. And I think I'd be remiss to not say that we'd like to see more of those recent alums also involved in some of our activities. Because I got to be honest with you, you know, you're talking to, I guess we're talking to each other, but there's two people around the table that have got a little bit of space between our graduation and today. And, you know, you find yourself saying, I'm not sure what would bring people back to campus. We're looking, you know, give us some young ideas.
Yeah, certainly that's a big part of it. And people go through different stages of life, and you don't think about being an alum Saturday, but you are.
You know, yeah.
But you don't. You're thinking, "Hey, I'm finally done, and yeah. I get to go do something." And, yeah. And a lot of times, it's the combination of excitement from being done and excitement that it's over.
Yeah.
Because it's you want to go. You want to be celebrating with family and friends and stuff. And you kind of have to go through the whole situation, get sure. through everything, and it truly does become something that you think, oh, I'll get to be an alum at some point. But no, it happens right that second.
Yeah, right now it's the accomplishment of the last 4 years. And I don't know that you look at what are the next, you know, that silly question. Young man, what's your 5-year plan?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, get to the diploma.
Yep.
And then, you know, you're really not sure what's after that. But I want to, you know, kind of tie that in. You know, I was speaking with an alum this morning. So you've graduated and you're looking for that job. I mean, we have a very, very active LinkedIn page. In fact, I'm often impressed on how many people, when I ask, where did you hear about the event, they say LinkedIn. And I bring that up particularly, it's the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown alumni LinkedIn page, because use that LinkedIn page as a new alum to say who in this business or who in this firm that I'm looking for may be able to help me out. You know, it's, I can't reiterate enough that this is supposed to be a network.
Yeah.
So use that network. It's free. You know, get on there, put your information up there, and you know, use career services here, but also use LinkedIn or the alumni office for anything that you might need.
Sure, that's the big part, and the I'm a product of staying in touch of this with folks, and knowing faculty and staying in touch with them, and to this day, even prior to coming back and assuming a role on the faculty here, I still talk to very frequently the faculty, and they like to know what's going on. So, and that just, hey, I thought someone came through and they were looking for somebody that had your skill set. Let me help hook you up.
Right.
So all those are contacts, and all that's part of being an alum. It's so much more than just, I don't want to minimize your effort, David, from the standpoint of it's not just, hey, you know, when can you donate? It's also the connection, the camaraderie, the ability to have that community together wherever you go. I've talked about my story about how everywhere I went in the last, you know, it's a year ago now when I was in Pittsburgh with the transplant, and you'd come across UPJ grads.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, there's a little piece of home that traveled that you come across no matter where you go.
I mean, it's to reiterate your fact, to actually substantiate it more, we want to see relationships built. Donations are donations, but it's relationships that, you know, you can't put a price tag on bumping into somebody that went to UPJ that you haven't seen, whether it be 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. That's where it starts, those relationships, those coming back to the, you know, we're planning an alumni weekend around homecoming, you know, just come back. You know, it's, I've often said, about this campus. I was talking to an alum this earlier today that graduated in 81, excuse me, and he had said, you know, it's amazing how far the campus has come, And it's interesting that the campus looks as though it was all built on the same day, but was built over the last 50 years because all the buildings have that same architecture and look. But, you know, and I told him, you know, if he got five or six guys together, guys and women and, you know, whatever, spouses, and wanted to do a tour, give us a call. If the cafeteria is open, we'll treat you to a lunch. If not, we'll grab something along the way. And that's those treasures, that's those riches when people can come back and say, let's talk about what UPJ meant to me, whether it's a, you know, usually about a 3-hour tour. That's where it begins. It's, you know, it's leading with trying to build those relationships. And I think that's a lot of what we've done over the last year or so here with the Alumni Association and with Institutional Advancement. We're not leading with which pockets your pocketbook in. We're kind of leading with what's inside of you that you remember that you'd like to help share.
And I think three great examples of that coming up for the fall are going to be social science, education, and business and enterprise reunions that are really looking to be some really neat times for the alum of those divisions that are just come back and see folks.
Yeah.
And see what's going on and tour through the area and kind of think back and see what's going on, see the new things that have occurred. Those are three divisions that are certainly very excited about it, very active. Business is looking to be a 2-day event in October that should also hopefully, and I'm kind of talking as part of that division, I get to wear a hat for sometimes over there. There should be some continuing ed opportunities for those folks who require that for their job, want to come back and enjoy the reunion, but also be able to potentially get some credits to knocked off the requirement that you may have for your employment. Then a follow-up on the day after, so it'd be like a Friday, Saturday kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Social science and education, same kind of things that may not have that second component of a continuing ed kind of thing, but it's certainly a nice planned out reunion. Keep an eye on for the social media. This podcast, of course, will feature all these things when we get closer to dates. But they're neat. They're fun. The reunions have been. I'm gonna keep congratulating Dr. Steve Stern for doing a great one with natural science, and these are gonna be another couple of great ones.
It's that opportunity to share stories. It's that opportunity to catch up. excuse me, but I'm gonna make it important. You know, if we don't know you're out there.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. You and I have dealt with this a couple times now this week where we've come across the alum or somebody who said, hey, I didn't get that information. Or maybe we've gotten contact information somehow from them and we can't find them in the databases. That probably means at some point something's changed, your address, your phone number, your name, that you have been lost from the system.
Right. The biggest thing is, you know, as we've transitioned due to scales of economy away from paper and mailings, the biggest thing is getting a good email address. We send out a lot of stuff via email. So it's, you know, not having a good email address, still having an email address from somebody who graduated 10 years ago that ends in pit.edu is a good indication that we may not have an updated email address for you.
Yeah.
So it's funny because, you know, you'll hear, well, I didn't hear about this. And I'll ask, did you update your information? And I get this puzzled look like, well, no, why? I'm like, well, we've kind of figured out why you didn't get the invitation or you didn't get a text. We've used texting a good bit here, quick, easy way to get. But if we don't have a good cell phone number, that doesn't work. You know, it's so easy. I mean, you can go to, I'll give you the, you know, the alumni.pitt.edu/update. It's going to take you to something that looks very, you know, kind of launches you into the cathedral learning type page, but you're at the right place. You know, just put down that you graduated from the Johnstown campus, fill out your information, that updates it. If you're hearing this and you're like, wow, you know, I don't know anything about what they're talking about, didn't know about the social sciences natural sciences reunion, didn't know about it. Well, it's because we probably didn't know as much as we need to know about you.
And it may be worth pointing out that as well, that it may be worth, especially if you are getting, if you're getting mailers from Oakland and not us, it probably means, and you wanted to support Pitt basketball. Mm-hmm. You wanted to support Pitt football. That maybe it means you're tagged wrong in the database as a donor or a friend or supporter of Oakland only. So if you're like, wait, I am getting Pitt mails, but I'm not getting Johnstown mails to know what's going on with, I'd never heard about Natural Science Reunion, but I am getting the updates from Main Campus and from Oakland. Go ahead through that process too. It probably just needs to be refreshed that
right.
that somehow when that process happened, you got dropped off the Johnstown list and you just don't see that stuff. Not a big deal, but we want to make sure you're getting that the information from here because we're the department that you'd want to come back and see.
Sure, I receive, you know, in my household, I receive, you know, Pitt mailings, the Pitt magazine. I enjoy reading through those, but I feel remiss if I didn't get anything from the place I graduated from, University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. And again, the affinity that I have is for here, even though growing up, you know, outside of the Oakland campus, this is where I went to school. This is where I made my memories. This is where I built my relationships. This is where I want to come back and talk about the log cabin, not the Cathedral of Learning.
Yeah.
That's my memories. Again, but we want to make sure that we've got that connection properly so that we can stay connected. And again, it's, simply, subscribe to this podcast. That's one way to stay in touch. Like our Facebook page, like our LinkedIn page, I guarantee you will get well updated. I know just in the last week, everything from the Hall of Fame, the Athletics Hall of Fame was on there. Prior to that, the Acacia Founders Day reunion, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Also a bunch of weekly highlights that we do. It keeps you connected with what's going on. I know we also do some, Instagram. We throw some
yes,
things up there every so often.
I understand the podcast thing, and as we sit in my quasi-temporarily, mostly permanent studio now that I built here for you on campus, but the Instagram is where you lose me. My oldness, my age starts coming out. I don't understand the Instagram. The nice thing is it's my niece's first birthday, and her older sister's going to be 15 so this weekend, so maybe we can ask her and she can explain Instagram to us.
Well, I do post a lot of the Facebook stuff. You'll see on
we understand
Instagram.
Facebook yeah. and LinkedIn. You and I are good at that. It's yeah. it's the Instagram where you lose us. We get
Insta-lost.
Aged out.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you know, it is important to stay in touch. That'll cost you nothing.
Yeah,
building those relationships, sharing those relationships. I get jazzed when I go on the Facebook page and I see, you know, stories for the question of the week, stories that, believe it or not, in the last 2 years have all been clean. We've not needed to clean up anything or bang anything into shape. But it's interesting because you'll see them go down a route where somebody will mention a professor's name. And, man, that just goes into a whole nother place of just
20, 30 messages of
yeah,
a thread, just people talking, telling stuff. I was in that class. I remember that day or that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really special
neat
and neat.
Stuff.
But as we wrap up the term, we're also given to look towards the summer. There still is going to be summer term, but it's still summer up here on campus.
Yeah.
So doesn't mean the Alumni Association and the Institutional Advancement Office is stopping. We got a couple of great events coming up here early in the summer.
Right.
Let's go through chronologically.
Yeah,
what we got there.
Because it's interesting, you know, the term wraps up, but, you know, you never realize that those in administration or in faculty, it just continues on.
Yes.
Like, nobody goes home for 3 months. Nobody, you know, continue working. And so, coming up real quickly, I do want to also, before we get into these two events, for the next several days, you can still vote for officers of the Alumni Association.
Yes.
So you got till the end of the month to do that.
And that is pinned on the social media.
Correct, both LinkedIn.
Because that link is a Qualtrics long link, and that's...
And that pin is going to go away soon, and you're going to see a new pin up there about something that's coming up. But some of those that you may see pinned is May 31st, our Pitt Johnstown Alumni Golf Classic, always a great time. You know, and it's good. You know, the golf is secondary. The camaraderie.
Which is good because we're awful.
Yeah. Golf should be secondary. Let me rephrase that. You haven't seen somebody who golfs and somebody says, how'd you shoot? And I tell them how many balls I found.
David, you are aware that I've been hit by a golf ball.
From another alum.
From an, yes.
Yeah.
I'll call John out. My co-president, John Wozniak, hit me with a golf ball.
It was great. An errant ball. I'm
up it was errant. It wasn't on purpose.
So Wimber Country Club may be the scene of the game again. www.upj.pitt.edu/alumni golf. That gives you the opportunity. And I tell you what, if you do it before the end of the month, you save yourself $50 on a foursome.
Yes.
Correct?
We're giving a $50 gift discount on the foursome if you register before the end of the month.
But if money is no object, you can register all the way up till the week before. And single, you know, double, you and a spouse, you and a friend, build a foursome. There's also opportunities to a sponsor. Our lowest sponsorship starts at $100. So say you're an alum, you just want to put your alum in your grad year or your alum in your spouse. Maybe you met your wife or husband here or your significant other. $100 gets you support of what we're doing here. And all that money, when I say support, well, where does it go? It's, you know, we talked about it before. It goes back to the scholarships we're so proud of here that really, truly, if you've listened or go back into the database of podcasts, really, truly do make a difference.
Yeah. But two or three weeks back, both Hannah and Adeline, who both received the scholarship, both coming back from AAG, talked about the academic work of our departments. I was told by one of my colleagues in the Environmental Studies Department that some of these students' presentations at the undergrad level, people were confusing them for PhD work at the national conference. So, you know, these are students well-deserving of our
absolutely,
support.
Absolutely, absolutely. Also, following up that 31st is starting on the 31st and run until Sunday, June 2nd. We talked about it before, is our Greek alumni, all Greek reunion. You can learn more at www.upjgreeks.org/all-Greek-reunion-2024. Those are pinned on our social media pages. You know, you don't have to memorize it. Click it. We've got about 50 individuals coming back for that. That's a 2-day deal. I'm going to throw out, you know, over the summer is a great time to give me a call and say, hey, we'd like to do a reunion of The Advocate or WUPJ or Student Government. Let's start planning for something late summer, early fall. And it can be as small as 10 people. It can be as large as 50 people. You know, it's again, you know, give me a ring at 814-269-2081 or DGJ7@pitt.edu. I'd love to chat with you. We did a recent, I was talked earlier about the Acacia Founders Day. And on one of the comments on the Facebook page was, and you know, aw, they didn't do anything for the sweethearts. So I had particularly had known this one sweetheart and gave her a call and said, hey, let's do it. You know, let's get some Acacia sweethearts together. 10, 15, I don't care. Let's get them up here. Let's do a brunch. Haven't heard back from her yet. So if Teresa's listening, kind of calling you out
David
here.
A call.
Give me a call. We'd be happy. Even if it's just want to come up and do a tour and grab something at the cafeteria. Again, that's where those relationships, I don't want to say those relationships begin. That's where those relationships are rekindled from the time that you spent here. So, like I said, got a couple of things coming up, and we are open to do some other events.
Yes.
Let's that affinity group help drive it. Give me a call.
I am also going to ask if anyone has enjoyed this. This is the end of our academic year of the podcast. We're not going away. We'll might not be every single week this summer, right. But we're gonna have a good number of things throughout the summer to keep you entertained. And actually, it looks like most of May, I might actually already have a plan to fill up most of the calendar. So my whole idea of, hey, maybe get a week or two may not actually work for me. But that's okay because I love doing this. If you get a chance and you share this stuff out and you think of alumni who didn't know this, that's a great way to let them know of this event. Just say, hey, did you see everything going on? No, but it's so much stuff. Never mind. Just listen to this one thing. Because everything that David talked about link-wise, I will have in the description of this podcast when you get it. So you could have those links right there. All you got to do is send them the podcast. Say, hey, here you go. Here's everything you need to know. Here's help the folks who are helping put it together. And I think it's really, really neat.
And I'm going to throw out, I know we had some interaction with a listener that asked the question, how do I become a part of the podcast?
Yes, she's on the list for May. Yeah,
so I'm gonna, but that's, yes. But so that's that interactive that relationship me. When someone says, I myself feel that I'm interesting enough to be on the podcast, or I myself know someone who has an interesting UPJ story, or has an interesting, this is where their career has taken them, or, you know, want to talk about something, you know, the great mud volleyball incident of 1981 or whatever. Yeah. Anybody, Matt is pretty open to
yeah, anybody with those sorts of things, I'm going to have my address down below. My Pitt email is msernell@pitt.edu. Shoot me an email, but I'll, just like David's stuff, I'll have it down in the comments or the podcast notes below this episode on your favorite podcatcher of choice. And get a hold of us. I think we got great stuff in the next 6 weeks or so full of fun and excitement and things that are going on for every variety of alum to come and spend a little bit of time with us and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I would be remiss, David, from the alumni side to not express our thanks to both you and Lori for the work you do with the alumni throughout the academic year.
Well, Matt, you do a lot of the lifting yourself. This Alumni Association, again, very active, very ready to get involved. A lot of the events that we talked about, they're run by committees. I just keep kicking them back into bounds sometime, keeping them going straight.
It's been exciting, and this is a great example. When I come into your office one day in what was it, September, and say, David, podcast. Okay. And now I think we're coming up on 20 episodes. This is the part where you vamp, David, while I'm doing research.
Heard all over the world.
Let me check the book of knowledge.
Yeah, we're going to check the book of knowledge. But it, and again, it's interesting whenever,
this will be episode 22.
22. And I'm at an event and we hand out the sticker or the card or the piece of paper that has the QR code on it. And it's funny because I went to the engineering, I was either at career fair and then the engineering career fair. And I was talking to several younger alum and it was like, wah, 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 podcast. And I go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the part that tends to, that they understand.
Yeah, here you go, QR code, sign up. And again, it costs you nothing to listen, and there's no obligation.
Yeah.
You listen to one, you don't listen to another one. You listen to all 20, and you get caught up. And I think they run the gamut from everything from athletics to academics to...
We've had folks from before we were a two-year degree-granting institution the whole way to Adeline, who was still going to be... She's a junior this year, going to be a senior, and everything in between. I think we've had representation from every division.
And I think probably every decade.
And it's been remarkable. And considering that there's, the last estimate I saw was over 18,000 living alumni.
Yeah.
We have a lot of episodes to go, yeah. David.
And we'll just add to that poll with this graduation.
Absolutely. Just passed up. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Matt.
Have a great week, everybody. The Tuck Shop podcast is recorded live on the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown campus. Update your contact information with us by visiting johnstown.pitt.edu/alumni. Connect with us online via Facebook and LinkedIn. or consider donating to the university at GiveTo, that's GiveTo.pitt.edu/giveUPJ.
This has been a production of Quantum Wave Media. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the opinion of the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown.